All right, so listeners of MR7, y'all know that I pretty much stay at home except for walks around the neighborhood. Come home, when I gotta do groceries, I do groceries. And then I got a pregnant girl who lives across town. So I feel like it's my duty to, whether I die or not, to go and, well, it's different because if I catch it, she catches it, baby catches it. So I gotta be responsible there. But I am very careful in my movements as I move towards that end of town. It's literally one empty ass bus. Not that the buses are the cleanest places in the world, but they've been cleaning them down ever since this shit hit in end of February, March. So what's the point of this? Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because I'm realizing now that a tough conversation might have to be had. A tough conversation. I made a post about a clowny ass post about the Four Horsemen, and somebody responded. Oh boy, that was funny. Anyway, so I'm saying to myself, a tough conversation has to be had, and that conversation is gonna have to be like, yo, do we just keep going to each other's places in a covert fashion, or do we start doing Zoom? All right. And I know she's not going to like that. I know she ain't going to like the sleeping alone and me not being around to try and feel when the baby's kicking and, you know, not being able to share meals and not just being able to shoot the shit. But look, it's becoming increasingly more obvious that the streets are more empty except for the odd walker. These cars are only essential services, and people who are just kind of like disobeying civil bylaw officer type, or sorry, civil bylaw bullshit, right? I mean, they're finding people now. They're finding people for going from parks and shit. It's gonna step up in the severity of the penalties. And this isn't just worst case scenario pessimism. This is realism. I want to stay realistic. I want to say, look, things are okay. Well, they're not okay, but things could get worse. And in a worst case scenario, people are going to start getting cuffed. All right. And if you're outside after a certain time, you're cuffed. Like a curve, if there's a curfew installed, isn't the word. If there's a curfew initiated, let's say, you know, it's going to be difficult to, it's going to be difficult to balance the travel back and forth. And if I can't leave my house at a certain time before the curfew, like, it just ain't happening. So it could be days of no physical contact, which may be the very thing that promotes the Zoom and the FaceTime meetings and so on. But the virtual hangouts. But, you know, for right now, it's becoming awkward. It's becoming really awkward, especially as things ratchet up, especially as, you know, my own mother is a senior, and I ain't trying to compromise her immune system, but then I'm like, I'm compromising my girl's immune system. My immune system is compromised. How is this working? Mom Duke suggested, like, yo, we'll just stand outside and talk. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, so we'll stand in the field in front of your building and just shoot the shit for a little while, and then you go back inside, and I go my way on the bus. I don't know. I don't know. It's a very odd set of circumstances, but, you know, we get to talk. We talk to Mom Dukes daily, whether it's text or whether it's WhatsApp video call or whether it's phone call. And it's all good. But you know, if things ratchet up, which they seem to be, you know, if heads of state start catching this shit and dying, or heads of state just start catching it and going into a very bad spot, they're really gonna push for this shit. It's gonna take heads of states and a lot of celebrities before you see the mass effect of public, what's the term? Of public restriction of movements and activities. All right. So I want y'all to keep that in mind. We don't want to enter a period of, you know, we don't want to enter a period of loss of contact, human contact. We're lucky that we have all these virtual tools to communicate with each other, right? What were they doing, like bingo, Zoom, and shit? But it's good, it's great. But the physical contact will always be great. And people are social animals. They like to interact humanly. Fortunately, the virtual part of it is also an element that people enjoy too. I just gotta be responsible with my own movements. We all have to be responsible with our own movements. I'm pretty sure I had something more important to talk about today, but I feel like this was important. This was fairly important. All of y'all, I'm sure some of y'all are like hiding in your parents' house and you're leaving to go home to your apartment to grab some things or clean up or like grab a change of clothes or whatever it is you do. Or like put food in the freezer to make sure it don't fucking get spoiled or whatever. Stay away from home. And this is like, I'm reflecting this on y'all to reflect on myself. Like, you can't be going in and out. Either you're home and walking around the neighborhood, or you are out and about all over the place in the streets, and you're not safe. So you gotta reflect and think about these things. All right. Peace.